Hi everybody, I think I've sent a boo on my personalised audio boom. So if this goes up twice, I apologise for those of you that follow me and follow the VI Talk channel. I'm just commenting on regarding the discussion that the Fonzo Mundo started on the actual VIP channel, sort of carrying on from the discussion that I made on my own audio boom thing regarding the six-year-old child in the wheelchair, where the mother took out the batteries of the wheelchair to keep the little boy safe. Now, this was a discussion that was brought up on a safeguarding training day that I attended yesterday. It was a day that was run by safeguarding police officers, social workers, and specially trained doctors. The case, the scenario that was given was completely fictitious. It wasn't true. It was about a six-year-old. There was very little detail in it. All as we had was a six-year-old child who was unable to walk. That was his only disability. It did state that. The Fonzo Mundo didn't make that clear. I did on my personal audio boo, but of course, So you'll have to excuse that. That's no criticism on you, Steve. I know that it's difficult to remember everything, but I did put that as a footnote at the end of my personalised audio boo, that the only disability that it said that he had was the inability to walk. It didn't specify whether the mum was taking the batteries out of the wheelchair when he was out or whether he was in the home. That wasn't mentioned either. I take it that it meant when he was in the home, because I agree with Joe, you know, you wouldn't leave a able-bodied six-year-old unattended whilst you were out shopping and stuff. So you'd stay with that child all the time if he was able-bodied. So why would you treat a child with a disability any different? The general consensus of the group, there was a few that disagreed, that said that, you know, she was right for doing it, but the general consensus of the group was that it was unacceptable, that as the child, that the only disability that the child had was the inability to walk. His level of understanding, there was no reason to believe that his level of understanding was that much different of an able-bodied six-year-old. And the group actually said that, you know, what do you do with a able-bodied child who's running around and stuff like that? Do you go him and tie him up? I know it was a little bit extreme, but do you go and tie him up to keep him safe? That's actually what that was, something that my son mentioned when I brought the discussion home. Mum, would you tie an able-bodied person up against the door because he was able-bodied and run around? Would you do that? Would you restrict his freedom? And the general consensus was that you would discuss with the six-year-old for what you were going to do, that you were, you know, you were going to perhaps go and have a bath or do something, and you would say, you would tell the six-year-old that was happening, and how you expected them to behave whilst that you were doing that. And you would make the necessary safety checks. So you'd do what you would do for an able-bodied child. This was the general consensus of the group. So you would do that. If the you were concerned about the chair and it was a position that the child had two wheelchairs, then you might move him from the electric chair into a manual chair so that he could actually take himself about if he needed to. Because what mum was doing in the scenario was she was taking his freedom to move away. So he may have been able to go to the toilet independently, but because he had no way of getting there, she was making things very difficult. She was restricting his freedom and to do the general things like taking himself to the toilet, that's something that he could have done independently if he'd had the ability to move his wheelchair. But those things were not mentioned in the case. Again, it's like Joe said, it'd be, and I mentioned this, it would be like somebody moving their white stick. Paul Hopkins, he said something about, you know, it's like somebody saying that he can see better where he wears these glasses and is able to do more and get up to more tricks. So do we take the glasses off the child? That's what I got in a DM from Paul Hopkins. So it's just the topic was put up there just for a discussion. Please do not think that there was any intention to get on and start sort of criticising the way that parents parent the children. It was just because I know that my mum, I was one of three children and I was the only blind child, and I know that my mum did treat me a little differently than she did my brother and sister. And I'm not saying that some of the things that she did weren't necessary, and she, you know, because of my disability, but some of the things weren't necessary, and perhaps all of that did was probably make me resent my sister and brother for being able to see. So there was no, you know, the case was just, it was just there to promote discussion yesterday, and that's why it was put up today. It's just to promote discussion. It's not to get at the parent of anybody. Parents do what they see fit, and I'm sure, you know, everybody does as a mother what they see fit and in the child's best interests. In most cases, like I've said before, the case was completely made up. This particular case that I've brought to your attention, it was completely made up. There is, it would be a naive of me to say that, or to think there isn't children who are facing similar situations or going through similar circumstances. Had this made up one, but the one that I spoke about was a made up case just to promote discussion. I'm going to leave it there, and thank you for everybody's contribution. I'm glad that it's stirred up a bit of a debate, because I think that's what, you know, debates aren't there to criticise or to hurt people. It's just there to just get everybody's take on things. And if you feel uncomfortable with the debate, then really, you know, nobody's making you contribute to it, and it's not there to hurt anybody at all. I'm not there to offend or to hurt anybody. And if I have, by bringing up that topic, then can I sincerely apologise? Thanks. Bye.